I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Fill us power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. You are not born again to live an ordinary life. The Bible says you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are not born again to suffer again. He said, let your light so shine that they may see what God will do, your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5. 13, 14, 16. So you are the salt of the earth to preserve the decadence in the world. You are the light, a pace setter, a trailblazer, a pathfinder. God said you are, not that you will be. Hear this truth. After today, out of what you're hearing, God will raise men and women that will command supernatural authority, that the whole nations will give attention to them. And you will be one of such persons. But hear this truth. No man can go far in the energy of the flesh. In the kingdom of God, you need to link up with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing is a divine enabling. Now, can I tell you something? I'll give you a practical example. Five men to hold a car to change a tire, they will faint in 30 minutes. Now, listen carefully. They remove a tire and say, five hefty men, hold this car to change the tire and let them suspend it for 30 minutes. They'll be panting. True? But one small object called Jack can keep that car for 1 week. Is that true? The Holy Ghost is the Jack. You trying to carry anything yourself, you will pant. You need him. Pushing a car uphill without fuel, you will faint. But with fuel, you just throttle. The fuel that makes you throttle is the Holy Ghost. Pushing the car is when you try to achieve things in the energy of the flesh. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm giving physical thing to know that in the energy of the flesh, there's a limit you can go. You need to link up with him. He's a person. The anointing today will change your status. Will change your story. God speaking in Psalm 92, verse 10. He said, but my horn shall dance like the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Psalm 92, verse 10. He said, my eyes shall see my desire on my enemies.
Verse 11, and my ear shall hear the desire of my will of the wicked that rise up against me. He said, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. He said, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish because of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit, even in old age. Say, I'll flourish. Say, like a child of God, I'll flourish. God is saying, when you are anointed, no dry season. Know what? You flourish all through. Hello. David, after his encounter with the anointing, his story changed. Jesus came out of the grave in Matthew 28 after the anointing of the Holy Ghost. No matter how you have been held down, Jesus needed him. You need him. So I need him. It's not by mind. He's not by power. But by my spirit. Sing it one more time, choir.
He's not by might. He's not by power. By my spirit. Says the Lord. This mountain must be removed. This mountain must be removed. This mountain must be by my spirit, says the Lord. He's not by might, he's not by power.
He's giving me a physical illustration to tell you something. This man is huge. Please, could you come out? You come. You are huge. Come. I want huge men. Come. Stand here, sir. Stand here. Stand in front of him. Just stand in front of him. You are huge also, sir. You two of you come up. You are huge. Also come. Turn. Stand one after the other. I want about 10 huge men to come and stand here. God is giving me an illustration. I want to be very practical. You come, the young man. Come. You come. Come. Just come. 10 men. Stand. Stand. 10 of you stand. Now, the Holy Ghost is giving me a typical example. You can come and join them. Now, look at me. Just 10. Give them room. Just. Now, these 10 men, in the natural, look at me. Look at my size. Can you see me? There's no way I can push these 10 men down. God is giving me physical illustration to give a spiritual thing. If I want to pass, and these 10 men say no, in my natural strength, it's impossible. They will stop me. Am I communicating with you? There's no way these 10 men say no, I can pass them. It's not possible. That's how some things have resisted you in the energy of the flesh. Now join your shoulders one after the other. This is what the Holy Ghost does. I want to be very practical in my teaching. Now, 10 men, please stand in charge. You don't win themselves. Now look at me. These 10 men are so powerful. That's how some forces, some things have resisted you. Politically, socially, financially. You just found out that you can't go in your energy. You are brilliant, but you walk nothing to show. Promotion, they just sat on you. Business, stand still. Marriage, no way. In the energy of the flesh, you can't do it. That's it's not by your might. By my might, I can't bring these people down. It's not possible. There's no might I can use, no matter how I train, to bring these 10 men with my size. It's not possible. Am I communicating with you? They will stop me. How many of you know that? But in the energy of the flesh, I can go. But look at how the Holy Ghost works. As good as how it works. Now, join your hands. Holy Ghost, bring them down in Jesus' name. Leave them. Just leave them. Did I struggle for them to fall down? That's not what the anointing does. It just clears them off your way. I'm not understanding what I'm talking about.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
That which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. God created you from where? Himself. So you cannot maximize, realize your potential as a child until you go back to your source. You don't walk to earn, you walk to learn. You walk to contribute, your potentials will come out. Never go to work in a place because they pay you. Go to work in a place because you have something to offer. God does not give fruit. He gives you seed, then the seed goes to become. Every time, challenge yourself to be better than what you are. So potential is unexposed ability and latent power.
To get a copy of this message on DVD, audio CD, and MP3, contact us through the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
I didn't struggle for them to fall down. They just went down. That's how when he comes, the mountains gives way. I don't understand what I'm talking about here. You don't struggle. He just clears the mountain. How many want the mountain to go? How many want the barriers to go? Now, all of you, every problem before you clears. The 10 of you are used for illustration. Whatever mountain has stood before you, it is gone. And you watching, it is also gone. You can take a physical thing to understand how he moves. You don't struggle with the obstacle just gives way. The demon, you don't struggle with the demon just clears from you. You don't struggle with the devil just clears from you. You understand what God is saying here? You don't do it by your power and might. He just moves it out of your path. You just discover that that mountain is no more there. The sickness is no more there. The thing stopping you from getting married is no more there. This something from being fruitful is no more there. The human agent that's stopping your back is no more there. Every mountain will give way now. Every mountain will give way now. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Say, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Every mountain before me shall give way. Before my business. Before my career, before my life, before my marriage, just declare shall give way. Open your mouth and say before my academics, every mountain before me shall give way. The mountain of failure, the mountain of sickness, the mountain of poverty, name it. The mountain of barrenness, name it, the mountain of shame shall give way by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Every mountain shall give way in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, no mountain will stand before you. You may be seated. Give Jesus a big hand. Hear this truth. When you are anointed, you become a captain. You become a what? In 1 Samuel chapter 10, you become a captain among men. 1 Samuel, if you read from 10, from verse 1 down to verse 12, you see all that. When you are anointed, whatever you have lost, you recover. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1 down to verse 12. I'll just be picking them. What I took is verse 1, now verse 2. Everything you have lost shall be recovered. That's 1 Samuel 10, verse 1. You become a captain. Verse 2, recovery. Verse 3, you go forward. You go what? You make satisfactory progress. Verse 4, you'll be favored. Somebody will be favored as I'm talking now. In Joel chapter 2, Joel chapter 2, praise the Lord. Chapter 2, verse 21. It says, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Look at somebody and say, God will do great things. Say, don't be afraid. Say, be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he had given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the later rain in the first month. The former rain was just to reach out to the lost, but the later rain is to beautify the church. Is somebody get what I'm saying? And in verse 24, it said, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vials shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years the locust had eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the pomerworm, and the great army which I have sent among you, and it shall eat in plenty. Tell your neighbor, you'll be satisfied. You know what God is saying? He will restore by the anointing of the Holy Ghost everything you lost. Hello. Everything you lost. And you will be satisfied. Now, when you go to the village in Africa, I don't know of any part of the world, and you meet some children, you say, are you okay? They say, are you satisfied? No. They say, do you want more? They don't eat. Their stomach is big. And you add more, they say, are you okay now? Do you want more? They put more. God is saying, you get to that point where he will ask you, are you okay? Do you want more? Until you say, you are what? Everything you lost, today's anointing will cause you to recover all. Appointments, money you lost, the years that were lost, the blessing coming now, you will recover all within 3 months. Within 3 months, you will marry, build a house, travel abroad. The next contract you will get will cover everything you lost in life. If you believe it, say amen. If you believe it, say amen. You know what God said? If you combine Joel and command Isaiah 61, he said, shall give you beauty for arches. Oh, Kembro Yakidi Alata. That is somebody who God is speaking about. Anything contrary to beauty in your life shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Have you not heard in Isaiah 10:27, it shall come to pass in that day? Say today. Say today.
that the burden shall be lifted off your shoulder, and the yoke off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. That burden, that lump in your body shall be removed. That obstacle shall be removed. How many believe that? You believe that? That evil shall be removed because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It will be removed out of your path. You will not carry anything, any obstacle, any barrier out of this service, whether on tape, whether on television. That barrier will not go home with you in the name of Jesus. The rain is the anointing. It is rain of God's power. God is saying he will turn your disappointments into appointments. He said, I shall bring the rain, showers of rain. You know what God is saying? There will be an explosion of abundance. The Holy Ghost is to comfort us. Now hear this. Everything Jesus did is what the Holy Ghost is doing now. Everyone he met in a confused state, he changed that story. He met Peter, battered, confused, jobless, frustrated. He changed the story. He gave him comfort. He said, I've not caught anything. Some of you, since this year, started nothing to show, no good thing to show. You can't boast of anything. You look this way, yeah, it's about ending. But every time it's September, God remembers. When he met Peter, Peter said, when I meet a man, I don't use men, I bless men. He said, Peter, I know you have been frustrated all night, but one blessing will cover all. Peter did not throw net plenty, just one. Bam. Peter, he said to him, cast your nets. Peter only casted one net. If he casted 50, there would have been trouble. Everything about you, your toiling, your suffering, I came to announce to you, it has ended now. Whatever Jesus did, that's what it's, I've sent you a comforter. Comforter means he came to give you comfort where you suffer discomfort. Comfort in your body, comfort in your business, comfort in your marriage. You know, when a man has no money, it's discomfort. There is, let me tell you, there's no love without money. No woman can love a man who is broke. I can tell you that. There is no love anywhere for a broke man. There's no man who is a beggar who is handsome. I've never seen a man that says he's very handsome as a beggar. No. That's discomfort. That's what? Your wife says, I want to do my hair. He says, wait till next week. You know, that's discomfort. Is that true? Because the man is not comfortable. Every man loves his wife to look good. And then the man, that's discomfort. But God said, I'll send you a comfort. You will never be broke again. You are a creature of envy. You cannot be begging from a man who you know you are far better. Something is wrong somewhere. I came to announce to you, that thing that was stopping you will clear this hour. That cloud that came upon creation came upon many people. But God said his spirit moved. And that same Holy Ghost is here right now. Whether you're watching on the internet, whether you're watching in the church, the same Holy Ghost is here upon everyone at this hour. Wherever the enemy has beclouded your life from getting married, beclouded you from getting fruitful, beclouded from getting the next blessings, I decree, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that darkness go out of your life. That darkness move 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 out of your life. That darkness moves out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.